Graham Miller with Chris Brouse. First of all, Chris, lots to dissect from that performance. First of all, positives, looking at the performance of Jacob Beddo as one, 16-year-old making his full league debut. Was pretty impressive, wasn't he, really?
Yeah. He's a very, very good young talent. And I certainly didn't think it fazed him. He's come off very, very frustrated because he's looking, as a defender, at four goals against. And trust me, I've reiterated to him, you've done well. He's kept going. He's got a little bit of cramp towards the end even, and he's shown a desire. So you've got to look at everything at a youngster. And you've got to look at whether they're physically right, whether they're mentally right. Jacob certainly is. And I'm sure he'll flourish. We'll protect him in the right manner. But he's a fantastic talent. I've got to say, as I said, result apart, it was a really, really good debut.
And the other one also was Scott Burgess, his first goal for the club, to put you ahead, and it was a good goal as well.
Again, Scott scored numerous goals throughout his youth career. We sent him away to Norway last year. He scored an abundance of goals, and we discussed it before the game and said, look, trust yourself. You do score goals, and he did, and it was a very, very good strike, and at the time I thought we deservedly took the lead.
On the other side of the coin, though, obviously four goals conceded. I think probably the most frustrating thing for me, certainly watching it, was the fact that three of those were scored in the six-yard box.
No, they were basic errors and goals. It's not, you know, I'm not going to hide behind that at all. And we just can't accept it. That's something that we've addressed. We've tried to stop things at source. We've put in a lot of work. But when something like that happens, it doesn't matter how much work on the training ground, etc., that you put in there. I can't accept it, and it's something that, as I say, we've discussed in the dressing room, and I'll address it. But in moving forward, no more of them.
The second goal, Ben Williams, obviously it squirmed through his hands and under his body. Yeah. That was more down to the conditions, I guess, than anything else, was it?
It is, but it, as I say, you get enough of your body in the way, and you. You can try and keep it out the net whichever way it goes, but conditions were bad, but again, you adapt. You're professionals. You've got to understand that we're not going to play every game, certainly in England, wonderful fine conditions, so you've got to understand what is needed as a defender or as the defensive line, and that's right across the team, in conditions like this.
Now, disciplinary record hasn't been great recently. Mm-hmm. Two players sent off against Sheffield United, one against Mill, mm-hmm. and then Neil Downs today. Mm-hmm. I take it you haven't spoken to Neil yet as to what actually happened, because it was an off-the-ball incident.
Not properly, as I say. I'll have a look. I have said what I have said is if it's wrong, it'll be addressed in the right manner, and I can't accept that. As I say, I always back my players. I repealed Jacob Mellis's because I thought it was a little bit harsh, but it was a tackle. Whereas if it's something where you've raised your hands and it's wrong, we'll address it in the right manner. But it's the laws of the game now. Even if you just put your hands up, you're susceptible to red, and you can't do this. You can't do something of that magnitude and then be out for three games. Because it has an adverse effect on the whole team, on the squad. So. No, we'll certainly look at that.
As a manager, is the worst thing the fact that they're experienced players, these players who are getting the red cards, rather than the young kids?
Yeah, as I say, I can take an unfortunate one, whether it's running through or it's something that you can't really do anything about. You can get done cheaply for a red card in today's game. But it's bonkers at that stage in the game. It's always still in it. I'm still fancying us at 3-2. I'm thinking we're going to get the third goal, and we had chances. And as I said, just a little bit of the rub of the green, it just doesn't go. A few decisions, referee, but that's not the reason why it's been 4-2. But it's just frustrating. As I say, I genuinely believe we should have got something from the game today.
What can you do as a manager, bearing in mind now that the team have lost 11 league matches on the trot? How do you actually, build the players' confidence and actually lift the players?
We've done it for the 2 weeks. We've worked well, as I said. I think there's certain things that you see in the game that were good and positive and chances and making. But sometimes in games of football, how you address it is you just got to have a little change here and there. So that's what you can do as a manager. As I say, we might not have a number of bodies, but it's certainly something we keep getting closer to that January window, and it's something that we've got to look at in good detail.
What are the confidence levels of the players like at the moment?
They're good, because I think they have, as I say, in respect of how they played and how they've moved the ball, they're very, very happy, and the game plan was working, in essence. But I think they're just frustrated that they've come on away, having done what was asked by myself, to have conceded four goals. And I think that's frustrating as a player, that you think, why are we conceding such soft goals from errors? And as I say, you can address that, but it's sometimes just got to be addressed with changes.
You've got a week's break now before a game against Oxford. What happens in the next week now for you?
You dust yourself down, go again. It's the result of the day, you know, what was good, what was bad, what was indifferent. And I don't address any game any different, whether it's win, lose, or draw. You do it, you move on. There's a game plan ready for Oxford, so you prepare. So that's gone. Now can't do anything about it and can't look back, but we'll certainly look forward and make sure we do approach it in the same manner. But we really, really can't afford it to do what we've done today and gift, you know, four, in my opinion, basic sloppy goals.